We've got a big idea today, the big idea, boys and girls, and I need your help on this big idea. Okay, here's the big idea. The big idea, throw it up on the screen, is this. Nope. There it is. Even when we fall. All right, we didn't practice that very good. We got to work on it. So, and Cadence, I'll say, even when we fall, and you say, with great enthusiasm, Jesus helps us all. Are you ready? Even when we fall. All right, one more time. Even when we fall.
Jesus.
All right, we're going to have a boys' contest and a girls' contest. All right, we're going to do the boys first. Man, I need your help. Boys first, top of your lungs, as loud as you can say it, and then girls, all right? Are you ready? Here we go, boys. One, two, three. Even when we fall. Okay, that was something, wasn't it? All right, here we go, girls. Even when we fall. I think we have a winner. Boys win! Just teasing. Boys, I tell you what, participation trophies are a thing now. We're gonna give you some grace and give you opportunity one more time to redeem yourself like a teacher on the next last day of school. Extra credits due. You got it. All right, guys, one more time. Boys, you ready? Even when we fall. Come on, you redeemed yourself a little bit, but we still got to give it to the girls. All right. So what I've done, adults, is I've condensed down Romans 7, 14 through 25 in the New Living Translation to help a younger audience. And I've pieced together several verses back to back. So boys and girls, here's what the Bible says in Romans 7. The trouble is with me. For I am all too human, a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself. I want to do good, but I don't. I don't want to do wrong, but sometimes I do it anyways. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin? Thank God. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? Amen. So point number one is everybody struggles. Now I need a little bit of help. Mr. John, can you help us? Tucker, can you help us? All right. So Mr. John, I need you to represent sin.
Yes.
I need you to represent temptation.
Oh, bit temptate. Oh.
I like. Okay. I need you. Okay. I'll never look at John Wynn the same again. All right, so. Everybody say, boo, sin.
Boo, sin.
That hurts.
Sorry, buddy. All right, Mr. Tucker, I need you to represent obeying God. All right. Resisting temptation, loving Jesus, obedience. Everybody say, yeah, obedience.
Yeah.
All right, everybody say, boo, sin. Everybody say,
yeah.
So here's the deal. Go ahead, guys. Everybody struggles, right? It's like we're in this spiritual tug of war. Right? Who is ever, who loves Jesus? Yeah. Who has ever in their whole life, at any given point, ever done anything wrong? Oh, boy. Oh, Rick, come on, put your hand. Not a trick question. But listen, don't we love God? Don't we love God? Right? We're loving. But then temptation comes and we're like, oh no. Why do I feel there's this struggle? And you're like, oh God, forgive me. Okay, grace, mercy. Jesus, I love you. I love you. I want to serve you. We get tired and weak and don't have any sleep. And then temptation comes like, oh, snap. They made me so mad. Oh, they made me so mad. I want to punch him in the face. Oh, I just struggle. Oh, and we find ourselves in the middle of this spiritual tug of war. And the Apostle Paul says in Romans 7, listen, if there ever was a Christian, could we say the Apostle Paul was pretty good at it, right? I mean, he wrote a bunch of the Bible. You know, he. But yet he finds himself in this struggle. I don't want that. But I have this nature in me. Oh, take the thorn from my side, God. Oh, but I need your grace. And we find ourselves in this struggle. Everybody struggles. Boys and girls, back up, Tucker. Jesus. I want you to know that your grandparents struggle, that your mom and dad struggle, that your Sunday school teacher struggles, that your youth pastor struggles, that your pastor struggles. The Bible calls it a sinful nature. And the Apostle Paul's like, hey, there's times I want to do good, right? I want to do what's right. But then like, oh, man, I messed it up. The older he gets, the more he realizes how deep sin nature goes. And the more he realizes that, the more he realizes he needs grace, mercy. And the more I realize I'm a sinner, the more I value Jesus. The more I realize the condition that I'm in, the more I value the one, listen, that broke the neck of the devil. Give these guys a big hand. Give them a big hand. Everybody struggles. Romans 7:15 says this. I don't really understand myself. I want to do what is good, but I don't always do what is good. I don't want to do wrong, but I do it anyways. Now here's what happens right here to the religious folks. They start classifying sins in categories. And usually the categories are your sin's worse than my sin. That's usually the categories, right? That's always where categories lead. They lead to yours is worse than mine. They lead to, I was just a little lie. Wasn't really a big lie. It was just kind of a little lie. Oh, I was just a little bit coveting. Oh, you know, everyone struggles with that or this. And the religious will begin to categorize. What did Jesus say to the woman who was caught in sin with a man? They brought her to stoner. Remember the story? What did he say? He gathered them around and they said, Jesus, we caught this woman sinning. The law says we're going to stone her. The Bible says he reached down in the dirt and he started writing something. We don't know what he wrote. I've heard sermons speculating. I don't know. I try not to preach speculation. We don't know. But he wrote something. It's in there for a reason. He wrote something. And then he made a statement. Remember the statement? Here's the statement. Hey, we're going to start stoning this woman. You're right, she's a sinner, and you're right, the law says we stone her. What we're going to do is we're going to take an opinion, we're going to take a poll, and the first person that can throw a stone is the person that doesn't have any sin. Thud, 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 thud. They dropped their stones and went away. And then you know what he did? He reached down. I could just picture this woman waiting for the crash on her skull. He lifts her head up and he says, "Now go. Sin no more. Go and sin no more." That's what grace does. Everybody struggles. Romans 7:14 says, "The trouble is with me, for I'm all too human. I'm a slave to sin." You know what I was thinking, Frank? We got live track afterwards. Did you bring dessert?
I did.
You brought dessert? Awesome. What you got, man?
Brown.
Brown, okay. You cooked them. I thank you. All right, I'm just going to put these right over here. Thank you, Frank, for put these right over here. These brownies right over here. Sorry, we just had a little thing there. You ever had this happen to you, kids? You promise to obey, but then you argue anyways. Oh, man. Oh, no. You say you won't hit your brother, and then it's like Friday Night Raw. You decide not to complain, and then you just, meh, meh, meh. Like, oh, it's struggle. I don't want to, what do I do? Adults, all right, my temper's an issue. I'm not going to let it get the best of me. I'm going to have patience. And then the next thing you know, rough. I don't know what that was. I'll be patient. I'll stop worrying. I promise I'll spend more time with God. We just get into this. But sometimes we fail. What's our big idea? Even when we fall, Jesus helps us all. Let's say it again. Even when we fall, Jesus helps us all. Boys, say it with me. Even when we fall,
Jesus helps us all.
Girls, even when we fall, it's like the kid whose mom says, "Look, Johnny," I don't know how Johnny always ends up being the bad guy in the jokes, right? "Little Johnny, mommy made some cookies or brownies. Mommy made some brownies. You can't have any until after dinner." But you're like, oh, as a matter of fact, I can smell those from here. I kind of tempt him myself. I need someone that can help me guard these brownies. We just need, Cliff, can you, come here, Cliff. Can you help me guard these brownies right here? Because I know if I'm smelling them right now, I'm probably a little tempted to eat them before dinner or lunch, you know? And so if I'm tempted, then why don't you slide that up right here? Because I want to keep it. All right, so he's going to keep an eye on the brownies. Boys and girls, look this way. I need you to keep an eye on him. We got you. So he's going to, watch your mic. He's going to keep an eye on the brownies. And you're going to keep an eye on. He's going to keep an eye on brownies. And you're going to keep an eye on. Okay. And so, listen, if it gets a little sideways, I need you to help me. Because we got to save them for after. All right, what's the big idea? Even when we fall, Jesus helps us all. Now, I need a little boy or a little girl to come help me. Can I have that mic? Is it hot? It is now. All right, I need somebody. Come on, little man. All right. I want you to read. Are we on? It's the black one. Can you read this scripture for us in Romans 3:23? Can you read those big words?
Hold on.
I just want to make sure you can, because I'm not a teacher, so I don't know if I put him off the deep end or not. Am I good, Mom? Romans 3:23? Principal, Dr. Stewart. All right, read this for us, because he's going to help us. He's going to help us. You're going to help us? Preach a little bit? Help Pastor Tim preach a little bit? All right, here's what it says.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Okay, give him a big hand. All right, have a seat, man. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So here's the problem. The problem is with me. The problem is with me. Everybody say that. Say, the problem is with me. Say, the problem is with me. All. Even when we fall. All right, Cliff, I need you to help watch you. What happened to the cover?
I was just making sure they're just making sure they're there. What'd you do? Did you hear
that? What'd you do to the cover, Cliff?
Just making sure they're there.
Oh, all right. Well, you guys got to help me. I trust Cliff, but Romans 3:23 says, what's it say, little man? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All right, boys and girls, I need you to help me. Okay, so I'll give you, if you see Mr. Cliff being tempted, you got to help me, like, hey, whoa, and you got to help me, okay? You going to do that? You going to help me? You gonna help me? Okay, so, wait a minute. What are you doing? What happened to the cover?
I'm just making sure they're there. You made these for everybody, didn't you,
Frank?
I mean,
they do smell good. All right, so you're not, don't eat them. All right.
I'd never.
Okay, you gotta help me. All right, so. The Bible says there's a battle inside of us. It's not a war of tanks. What in the world? Does he? What's he doing? Slow down. All right. There's a battle inside of us. First Peter 2:11 describes it like a war. Here's what it says. Dear friends, I warn you. Everybody say, here's the warning. Here's the warning. He uses a funny phrase. Are you ready for the funny phrase? Temporary residents and foreigners. Your translation might say aliens, foreigners. I warn you, as temporary residents and foreigners, keep away from worldly desires that, what's it say? Wage war. What does a temporary resident have to do with wartime footing? Here's the deal. We are not permanent citizens on this earth. Our citizenship is in another kingdom when we follow Christ. All of Jesus' disciples, all those close to him on the first part of his life, tried to mold him into a kingdom in this world. And he kept, you can see in scripture, time and time, he's like beating his head against the wall going, don't you understand? This is not about spears and horses and chariots. Peter, put down the sword. Don't you know? I could have called down legions of angels and wiped them out. This is about another kingdom altogether. Therefore, as a resident of the kingdom of God, as those who trust Jesus, you are not here forever. Therefore, understand, there is a battle that wages war against your soul. All right, I need one more person to help me read something. I need a girl. Boy, come on. All right. We'll see. Okay, I hope I don't throw you off the deep end. Come here. All right. To everybody, your name, rank, and social security number. Stand up here. Just last four will be appropriate. Do you want to hold this or want me to hold it? I'll hold it. Okay. So look over that. Did I throw you off the deep end? You can read those?
What?
No, not yet. I should have got a degree in elementary ed if I'm doing this. Okay, so tell them your name.
Emma Rose Torbert.
She's from the South. She's got to have three names. All right. Mark 8:36 says this. Read it real loud for them.
What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?
Give her a hand. No, I don't want the other one. You can have a seat. She said she hurt her hand roller skating. What good is it for a man, for a woman, for a young person, for an old person? What good is it if you gain the whole world but lose your soul? We're not permanent citizens. Now, I know there's a lot of talk about UFOs right now. Okay, he's with me on that one. All kinds of whatever. Here's the truth. You are an alien in the system of this world. If you follow Christ, your value system, your thought processes, they are not of this world. The world will not understand it. The world will oppose it. The world will push back against it. Paul says, be warned, there's a war going on. There's a war going on. Now, Cliff's grinding the brownies. The battle doesn't mean, listen, that you don't love God. The battle doesn't mean that you don't love God. If you didn't love God, you wouldn't care. Listen, I'm not giving a license to sin, but what I'm saying is, if you... Cliff, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Did you eat any of these?
No, I'm cutting them. You're going to serve these later.
We got to stretch our hands and pray for this. Listen, we got to have those for life. Don't.
I didn't do it.
You ever seen National Geographic? There's a stream or a river flowing. The dead fish will float downstream. But the living fish will. Cliff, what are you doing? I told you to guard the brownies.
I am. Keeping an eye on them. I ain't touched them. What's going on?
Don't eat the brownies. But a living fish will swim upstream, will resist. When you are opposed to sin, it is a sign that you were not a man resident in this world. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Cliff, what are you doing? I'm over here trying to preach and you're eating brownies. Look.
I haven't even touched them.
I think we're going to have to find a new brownie watcher. Cliff, you haven't touched them?
No.
Boys and girls, what's all over his face? What do you have to say to that?
Nope.
Look at that. What's that look like? What's the camera look like, Cliff?
Brownies.
What happened? He ate the brownies. He ate the brownies. Now we got a problem. You got a problem. You're in big trouble. Because you just lied. Stay right here. How many think that we can go to the Bible and help Mr. Cliff out? How many know he needs some help right now? He needs some help. Point number three is this. We cannot win the battle by ourselves. Here's what a mighty man of God said. There's hope for us all, Cliff, you wretched sinner. Romans 7, 24, 25. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin? You ever felt that? You ever felt the weight of your sin? It's this conflict inside, isn't it? Boys and girls, it's like, oh, in my house, when I was growing up, you got a grade for two things that I didn't do so well in all the time, but I tried. Number one, handwriting was a grade. My daughter did not even learn to write cursive because for 3 years, we quit teaching it. She's about to be married. She can't read cursive. Dr. Stewart, we got to send her to remedial cursive because she's got to teach it. She's an elementary ed. She can't even read cursive. We got graded on it. Number two, citizenship. We got a grade for behavior. A's were expected. B's were accepted. C's, oh boy, you are in trouble. You are getting a whipping. That's back when we used to make boys sit up straight for 7 hours in a row. And they're ready, they just need to run. And I'm like, I can't do it anymore. I'd come home with that C, Cliff. I'm like, I knew I was getting a whipping, man. Brownie all over my face. I knew I'd done wrong. Oh, what a miserable man. Who will save me? Verse 25, read it with me, the first two words. What's it say? Thank God. Thank God for what? The answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Cliff, we got hope, man. We got hope for you, you brownie face sinning dog. Salvation is not about trying harder. Salvation is about trusting someone greater. Okay. How do we help Cliff? Boys and girls, I need your help. How are we going to help him? Well, we got to tell him to stop. But you know what? This looks exactly like something you put Christmas ornaments in your attic. Don't it? And you get it out at 10 at night because you thought of this. Maybe. What is there anything in here you think that could help Mr. Cliff? This bucket is red. That represents the spilled blood of Jesus. Jesus died. Inside this bucket is grace. What do we do when we want to do right, but we mess it up? We say, God, will you give me some? Lord, I need some. Grace. Thank God for his. Grace. Romans 3:23 says this. Thanks, buddy. For everybody has sinned and falls short of God's glorious standard. Yet God in his freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus, when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. So God's grace is his unearned favor. We don't deserve it. We've messed up. But he loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus so that you could have grace. Cliff, I've got good news. There's a bucket full of grace for you, my friend. You need a bunch because you got stuff all over your face. Everybody knows that Cliff's a big, nasty sinner, right? Look at his face. Look at the shame. He's gonna walk around Walmart this afternoon. He's gonna come over to my house and help me mow the yard with brownies on his face. He's gonna go to work with brownie all over his face, and everyone's gonna say, shame. As a matter of fact, say that with me. Say, shame. Shame. Listen, that's what the men said when they brought the woman who was caught in sin. Shame. And Jesus said, we'll start with the shaming with the first person who has none. So, Mr. Cliff, I got good news, buddy. Why don't you grab you a bucket full of grace right there? There we go. Why don't you let God clean you up, man? Come on. There you go, buddy. Come on, keep going. Let his grace wash over you. There, can you give Jesus a big hand for grace? For grace. For grace. For grace. For grace. And he takes this, right? Nasty, brownie, looking ugly. And he says, you know what? Grace. What do you see now? Do you see the nasty brownie mess? No, you see what? Grace. And the red represents what? Jesus' blood was shed so that we could have mercy, so we could have grace. And when we allow him to wash us, when the Father looks down on our life, he doesn't see all the brownie, all the sin. He sees. Come on. Can you give Jesus a hand for grace? Now, Mr. Cliff, what did you learn today in your shameful act of disobedience?
Frank makes great brownies.
Give Cliff a big hand as he goes back to his seat. You can go back to your seat. That was your chance to have an altar call. Frank makes good brownies.
Oh, and grace.
Oh, yeah. He said in grace if you're watching online. All right. Worship team, we're going to land this. Truth is, Frank didn't make the brownies. I made them. No, Noah Elrod made them. Even though he was out of town, he made provisions to have them dropped off this morning. Noah, thank you for the brownies. Nobody outgrows a need for grace. My mom graduated high school in 1957. Leon County High School, Tallahassee, Florida. She was an unusual student because of her family dynamic in 1956, actually. She grew up in the 50s with divorced parents. Her parents were not married to one another. They had become divorced and had gotten remarried. So I had three sets of grandparents. I didn't figure it all out until later. I didn't know my father's parents died when he was 16. I just knew people have two sets of grandparents. I didn't know I had two. My mother's biological father ran a Shell gas station. Like back in the day when you pumped the gas, they fixed your car, they did the tires. A few times he let me help him. I was out there pumping the gas. I said, would you like your windshield wipe clean? You let me say it. And then the thing stopped pumping, right? And I'm like, man, this thing's broke. I'm like nine. So I kept going, and finally it just spilled out all over my leg. So I got my tough skin jeans just covered in petroleum product. And I'm like, oh, man. My grandfather says, oh, it won't hurt you. It might make one leg shorter than the other, but other than that, you're going to be fine. I was like traumatized. Like, he never said I'm kidding either. He just let me sit on it. This is his way of saying, don't do that again. I don't know. Didn't serve God. Didn't love the Lord. Got hit by a log truck when he was 80, I think. He survived, should not have, but he did. God used it to get his attention. Now he's 82, 83. He's thinking about his life and realizes not only was he given a second chance with a log truck that he should be dead, but God in his mercy gave him time to think. I think it was 84 years old. He got baptized. Baxley, Georgia. Sunday morning, 84 years old. You never outgrow your need for grace. Repented, get saved. How hard is it to change when you're 80? I don't know. Jesus does, and he's still in the business. Can we save ourselves? Sorry, baby, I set you up wrong. Because I know probably what you meant was you can call on Jesus to save you. But we can't do it ourselves, but he can, can't he? He can, yeah. So what are we supposed to do? Ask Jesus for help. Yeah, that's right, that's right. Who rescues us? Even when we fall, Jesus helps us all. Now listen, number four. Jesus is our victory. Verse 25, thank God. The answer is in Christ Jesus our Lord. When you get saved, listen, boys and girls, watch this. Come on, Tuck, come on. He's relinquished his responsibilities to his secondary demon. When you get saved, I don't want you to be confused. I don't want you to think that when you get saved, that you're never going to have to battle sin. That's simply not biblical, and it's simply not true. What is true is Jesus has overcome all of that. What is true is that he doesn't put you in a situation that is tempting beyond your ability to run. He doesn't do that to you. He gives you opportunity, but knows that you are weak and need him continually. The problem is sometimes we take our eyes off of him. But he loves us like a father loves a little 8-year-old Cliff up there eating brownies who know he's not supposed to. He's not kicking him out of the house. He's showing them, here's how you can make it right. Jesus, I need your grace. Jesus, I need your grace. I need your grace. What do you do when you mess up? What do you do when mom says, are you lying to me? Listen, look at me, look at me, look at me. And you know that you were lying. You say, yes, mama. That was not true. I'm sorry. What's more important than that is you acknowledge it before God and you say, God, I hate my sin. I hate the fact that I just lied. I love you, God. Forgive me. You know what he does? He does. He opens his arms. No, no, come to me. We didn't practice that part. Everybody say boo. Shame. Everybody say thank you, Jesus. Would you bow your head and close your eyes? We're going to close this out. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give opportunity for boys and girls, moms and dads to get saved. If you're here today and you're a boy or girl, you're a kid, I want to talk to you for a moment. I'm going to talk to the parents and grandparents in a minute. But if you're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, I want to talk to you. It's very important for you to know that you have sinned and you have offended God. It's very important for you to know that Jesus has died for your sins so that they could be wiped clean. It's very important for you to know how this works. Listen, this is very important. The Bible says if you will acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, if you believe in your heart that he rose from the dead, when you ask him for forgiveness, instead of seeing all of your sins, he sees grace. He forgives you. And you become new. You won't always feel new, but you become new. And now you are free. If you're a little boy or a little girl, and you've never surrendered your life to Jesus, I want to give you an opportunity right now. If you're a little boy, a little girl, and you've never surrendered your life to Jesus, but you want to do that right now, you want to do that today, I want to help you. There's a lot of people in here that want to help you. We're going to be so proud of you. If you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, but you want to today, if that's you, on the count of three, I just want you to wave at me, and we're going to pray with you, okay? If that's not you, but you want to be you, if you're kind of like Mr. Cliff, you're like, oh, I got brownie on my face, I need somebody to clean me, I need someone to forgive me, Jesus will do it every time. Today's going to be a good day for some people. So if that's you, you're a little boy or girl, and you want to be forgiven. You haven't surrendered your life to Christ, but today's your day. On the count of three, just wave at me. I want to pray with you right now. One, two, three, all over the room. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Yeah. Today, you want to surrender to Jesus. Is that you, buddy? Is that you? You waved at me earlier. Hang tight just a minute, kids. What about you, Dad? What about you, Mom? We focus this service so an 8-year-old could understand it. But I think it's something you could understand too. Anybody in the room needs some grace this morning? Anybody in the room needs some mercy this morning? You came in the room not serving God, but you want to. You feel that pull, and you say, man, I need grace. I need grace. I see you, buddy. I see you, man. I see you. I see you. I see you. I'm going to ask everyone to stand. Everyone to stand. I don't want to embarrass anybody. I want to help you. KR, I want you to help me, KR. Little man raised his hand. And when I was a kid, I responded to these things probably a lot. I had a sensitive heart. God knows the details, but I don't want to ever keep someone away from response. So KR, you think little man would come with you? He raised his hand. We want to help him at his age to understand what God's doing. There was another young man. I don't want to embarrass you, buddy. AJ, I want you to come see me, man. I want you to come on down, buddy. You think he's good to go? I know he's young. Come on, come on. You can look at me, buddy. You can look at me. So here's the dynamic. He raises his hand. I don't want to leave him out. Let God sort all this out. Come on, buddy. Come here. Come here, man. How old are you? How old are you? 6 years old. At what age can you get saved? I don't know. I don't know. Jesus does. Never resist. Never. He may do this another 6 months, another year, another 5 years. But he's doing it today. At six, the best he understands. This guy works here at the church. He helps us on the grounds. I know God's doing a big thing in your life, man. But look at me. There's a battle inside of you. There's a battle inside of you. You know why I can say that? Because it's inside of me too. You're an alien. You're a foreigner in this world. There's a war waging against your soul. But thanks be to God for Jesus. Amen? You know that Jesus loves you, little buddy? Yeah. Tell me your name.
Carson.
Carson. Carson, I like you. You like me? I want some young people, young adults, to come stand with AJ. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, young men. Come on, young women. Just come on. If you're looking around, I'm talking to you. If you're like, who's he talking to? That'd be you. That'd be you. Who's he talking to? It's me. I know it's summer, a lot of people on vacation and such. Hey, buddy, what's your name? Say again. Yeah? Dad, you just dropped him off. What are we doing here? He was talking to me. Did you guys respond because I just told you to come stand with AJ?
Yes,
yeah. Come on, come on, come on. What's your name?
Jalen.
Yes,
sir.
I never met you before, Jalen. All right. The struggle's real. Can I get some kids workers to come? Leaders, workers, come on. Come on, come on. Yeah, come on, come on, come on. I'm going to pray. We're going to pray with these guys. I'm going to pray with them right now. Now, these guys came to support you, to pray with you. We've all made mistakes. The Bible calls that sin. But Jesus cleans us from our sins. And the Bible says when you love Jesus with all your heart, he saves you. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? You know that he was crucified, but he rose again. Yeah. Let's pray together. Stretch your hands this way. Would you guys pray with me? Pray this with me. Say, dear God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for mercy. Today I recognize I'm a sinner. And today I want to be saved. Strengthen me, Jesus. Thank you for dying for my sins. Thank you for rising from the dead. Now I pray that you would fill me with the power of your Holy Spirit to resist the enemy. In Jesus' name. Amen.